Backspin. Yo Leute, hier ist Carla und ich durfte mich eben für den Backspin-Podcast mit Ghostface Killer unterhalten. Dieses Gespräch hört ihr im Anschluss an diese kleine Ansprache. Wir unterhalten uns über sein Debütalbum Iron Man, was in diesem Oktober 25 Jahre alt wird. Und anlässlich dieses Jubiläums erscheint eine Anniversary Deluxe Edition. Außerdem erscheint bald endlich sein lang ersehnter Nachfolger von Supreme Clientele, Supreme Clientele Part 2. Und es wurde vor ein paar Tagen bekannt gegeben, dass dieses Album von niemand geringerem als Kanye West produziert wird. Darüber unterhalten wir uns auch. Außerdem unterhalten wir uns ein bisschen über Fashion, über den Clarks Wallaby. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß mit diesem Interview. Ich habe mich auf jeden Fall sehr gefreut, mit ihm zu sprechen. Es war mir eine Ehre und ja, macht's gut und bis bald. Backspin. Today's guest really needs no introduction. He's truly a living legend. Ghostface Killer, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine. Everything is great over here. How about you on your end? Everything's good?
Everything's fine, thank you.
That's right.
Very excited to talk to you. So
Let's go.
So how many interviews are you doing today?
I think about like five or something like that.
Okay, that's fine, right?
Yeah. You know, okay. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
And the reason you give all these interviews is because you got a big anniversary coming up. Your iconic solo debut album Iron Man turns 25 in October. Mm-hmm. And the album successfully set off your solo career when it was released in 1996. Number two mm-hmm. on the Billboard, certified platinum. Until mm-hmm. this day, it's often mentioned in lists like greatest hip hop album of all time and so on by multiple music magazines. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate this anniversary, you will release an anniversary deluxe edition of Iron Man, correct?
Yeah, I wouldn't release this. That's what Sony's doing.
Yeah, okay.
Sony's releasing it, yes.
Okay, so Sony will do that. And what can we expect from that? What's included in this deluxe edition?
I'm not really too sure how they doing it and stuff, because, okay. You know, I don't have the control over that. Got whatever they had in their vault. They had whatever they had in their vault. And they just picking out different stuff, what to do with it. And, I guess different music, different verses or, you know, instrumentals and stuff like that.
Okay. I thought you're very involved in this process, but
that's on them. They know they just working on the 25th, and they decided to do that. You know what I mean? To release some other stuff that they had, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and looking back on that album, I mean, it must be very special to you since it had such an impact not only on your solo career, but the hip-hop world in general, really. So can you believe today that you built such a legacy for yourself in your 20s?
I mean, not really. It's like doing the music, it just come how it come. It's, you know, like, you know, I didn't think that, oh, yo, it'll be like this with the Iron Man album. Because it's regular to me. I don't trip. It's regular. It's just regular. Just do your music back then and get it over with. You know what I mean? So you don't really know what you're creating back then, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I understand. But, like, in retrospective, it must be wild to think that you did that as a 25-26-year-old.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's the beauty of it, you know. But, you know, at that time you don't really think about it, but the outcome now was like, wow, you know. And, you know, that wasn't even my best work like that, you know what I mean? So, you know, if that had the effect, you know, just imagine what's yet to come, and you know what I mean, and things like that, like, you know what I mean?
I guess. And I saw that you're going on tour as well, but that's not, that's got nothing to do with Iron Man 25.
No, they don't got nothing to do with that, but I mean, it do, because we're going to do some songs from that like that and be promoting that like that. So, yeah, because the Cuban Links one with Raekwon is his 25th. And Genius 2. So that's Liquid Swords. So all of us is doing like, you know what I mean? Like 20, it's, that's crazy. We all in the 20s. You know what I mean? Doing these little shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's all 25, 25, 25. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long career so far. So, but the tour's America only, I suppose?
As of right now, yeah.
Okay, and it's your first tour in how long?
In a minute, before all this COVID stuff started.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was just doing, regular shows, like pop-up dates and stuff like that, unless it was a Wu show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you excited to get back on tour?
Yeah, just to test it out and just see how the people is. You know what I mean? After battling COVID, doing all this shit, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see what it feels like a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, slowly but surely it's coming back to normal, kind of. So
yeah
and let's talk about the album cover of Iron Man. So it obviously has you on it, as well as Raekwon and Capadonna, and then in front of you, very prominently placed, the Clark's Wallabies. And as the proclaimed wallaby champ, you really made them this distinct piece of hip-hop fashion culture that they are today. Because if it weren't for you, I'm sure that the likes of Drake or Kanye West wouldn't wear them today. And what made them so special to you back then?
Because growing up, that was part of our fashion. Like, I got that from where Raekwon and Method Man, they projects where they stay at. You had a bunch of Guyanese, Jamaican dudes and stuff like that that was up there, that was, you know, they was moving a lot of drugs, and you know, big jury on and velour sweatsuits and wallaby clocks. It was like a fashion up there, you know what I mean? And it always stood out in my head, like, yo, I love those shoes, you know what I mean? Like, yo, it just looked nice, real nice on their feet and shit. And I just, yeah, so when I got to Raekwon's album, I just told him I did a skit and was like, yo, I got an ill idea how I'm going to do these clocks. And you know what I mean? I'm going to dip them, like, you know what I mean? And like, it was going to come out like marble cake, like blue and cream. Like, I had different colors. I had visions of colors in my head. So, and that's what I did. When by the time it got to me, my turn to go, I dipped them clocks and made them all different kind of colors. And it just took off. It took off. You know what I mean? That's why I got one of the most colorful albums that was ever created. You know what I mean? Just with shoes on the cover of it. You know what I mean?
And like 2 years ago, I believe, you got the chance to collaborate with Clark's and get your own designs out, right?
Oh, 2 years ago?
I think it was 2019, no. Right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I never collaborated with Clark's.
No, but it's the... No. So it's got nothing to do with you, personally?
No, I think it was a Wu-Tang shoe, but they didn't have nothing to do with me.
Ah, okay.
They had nothing to do with me.
Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. Thought, maybe. But can you imagine doing, like, fashion-related collaborations? Because I found this quote of the stylist of the series of Wu-Tang, An American Saga, and she described your style as urban handsome and cited you as one of the best-dressed hip-hop artists of the 80s and 90s. So is fashion still important to you today? Can you imagine?
Yeah, fashion is always important. This is an image. You know what I mean? Who don't want to look good? You know, so that just it's you know, that just, it goes with hip hop. Fashion goes with hip hop. You see Kanye West do his thing here. You see like Busta Rhymes be doing his thing here with his fashion. It's fast. Fashion is fashion. Like it's whatever suits you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And who's like your favorite designer out there at the moment, if you have one?
No, I don't got one.
Okay.
I just put certain things together, yeah.
Okay. And well, we just mentioned him, Kanye West. So you just announced that he and Mike Dean will produce the highly anticipated second part of your sophomore album, Supreme Clientele, from 2000. And it's no secret that you're a huge inspiration to Kanye and that you're one of his favorite rappers. And I found a quote where he was talking about Supreme Clientele and he said, "I feel like I got my whole style from Ghostface." So it must be a huge honor to him to work with you on the sequel of that album. And what is it that you appreciate about Kanye that made you want to work with him?
He's a great. Kanye's a great. He's a legend. He don't give a shit about nothing. Whatever he believe, and he believe he could do it, he's going to do it. You know what I mean? Good or bad, he's just going to do it. You know what I mean? And in this case here, it's like he's a genius. He's a genius, a musical genius. Like, and ain't afraid to set the bar. You got some people that's afraid to set the bar and just on some, you know, he'll take it there. He'll take it. It's like nothing is impossible with Kanye. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about him. You know what I mean? And musically, like even when he did the choir with the album, I forgot what was that album, the name of that album, when he had all the church songs and stuff like that, the God album or whatever. But it was like, just to do things like that, he went into different lanes. You know what I mean? And I had my eyes, I had my ears and eyes were set to do the same thing, but he just did it magnified, like more and more and more bigger. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to do an album like that called Power of Attraction. Mm-hmm. And he wound up just doing that. Like, I'm like, oh, snap. Yeah, mine was about more stories about the prophets and things of that nature. You know what I mean? But yeah, but he's the best at that. Like, you know what I mean? He's you know, it's Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? So he's, like I told him, I said, yo, you magical, bro. You magical. You make things come to life. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing too big for him. He's going to go handle his business. And that's it. You see the results right after he's done. And that's why I don't really mind messing with him. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we can create some magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If everything was to go right. You know what I mean? So, and yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine the atmosphere when two forces like Kanye and you link up to work on an album together. Mm-hmm. And can you maybe fill us in on the working process or the dynamics the two of you have?
I mean, I've never been in the studio with him.
Okay.
Never been in the studio with him. And as far as the thing going out, that was an idea I had that somebody had released to the public. They released it to the public, and it shouldn't have been released like that. You know what I mean? Me and one person had a conversation.
Okay.
And he put it to the public like that. You know what I mean? So it wasn't even no agreement on, okay, Ghost, I'll do this and do that. The guy was like, yo, and I told him, why the fuck did you do that, bro? You don't do that like that. You know what I mean? It's like you don't, especially without checking in with the boss. You know what I mean? I didn't give you no order to hit that dude. You know what I mean? I didn't give you no order. It's like a mafia hit. Like, you know, you gotta get the order to go kill somebody. You know what I mean? But it's like you done went and put the thing out there by yourself and did it by yourself. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't do that. is you got to follow. It's a chain of command here. You know what I mean? So, and it's my name that I got to, like, you asked me that question. I got to answer that shit. He don't got to answer it.
Okay. So,
you know, so that's that. That's just that. So just to get off of that subject.
Okay. But this wasn't the first time you announced the second part for Supreme Clientele. I think in 2010, you announced a second part for the album, and then later on in 2013.
That's how long it been going on for.
Oh, like, so it's still it's still the same album.
Yeah, the same one. It was just in the closet. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, and it's all chunky shit, all nice music. Because once you do nice music, it's timeless. You know what I mean? Don't ever get old.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So I got stuff there. That's what makes it so vintage. It's like wine sitting in the motherfucking shit, but fucking, you know, it's aged. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Aged Hennessy. Like, something just sitting right in the barrel for years. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, that's a nice picture, definitely. And, yeah. So will it be a continuation of the first album then, also in terms of sound and content?
Yeah, some of it, yeah. The content, the feel, better lyrics, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. Try to keep up with, the only hard part is doing skits, because you want your skits to fit the music perfectly.
Okay, because I read that you spent some time in Benin in Africa when you did the first Supreme Clientele. And this time inspired your writing process. So what are you drawing the inspiration from for the second part of Supreme Clientele?
I mean, you know, I'm just free-spirited. Whatever the beat drags you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I can't tell you, I got to, oh, this is my thing right here. This is my theme. Whatever the beat drags you, it's where it takes you.
And this is how you've always done it, right?
Yes.
It's just, okay.
I never had an idea on, okay, yo, I'm going to do this and I'm going to put this. No, I never had that. Wherever the beat takes you.
And can you maybe reveal any feature guests yet, maybe?
I didn't do no features yet.
No features? Okay.
No features yet.
Okay.
No features yet, yeah.
Okay, but maybe there are features to come?
Yes, by the grace of God, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so basically we're at the end of our interview already.
Okay.
Do you want to say the release dates again for both of the albums?
No, the release date. I don't have a release date on a Supreme.
Oh no, because I thought I read something about February 2022,
February 2022 is going to be a different album that I'm going to release. I don't even put the name on it yet.
Ah, okay.
I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I am going to take something and release something by the grace of God again in February. Because it's all based on timing. It's all based on timing. You know what I mean? So you don't know what timing is this going to be. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So we're just looking for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Ghostface Killer, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You. Appreciate it.
It truly was an honor talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay.
Where you at right now?
I'm in Cologne in Germany.
On Cologne?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love Cologne. Yeah, Cologne is cool.
You've been here before on tour.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell everybody I said peace in Cologne. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, thank you. Take care.
All right, you too, love.
Bye.
Peace out.